This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Back to another interesting quote, I think is definitely because in the context of what we saw today, Keenan Allen, as we mentioned, at the pro day because he's in LA, but he had to have probably, he's done a lot of traveling lately. This is Wednesday. He was in Hallis Hall on Saturday, and he made a point to be there today because they have a rapport, they have a relationship. Back on Saturday morning, Keenan Allen was asked about Caleb Williams, and I thought it was interesting to hear just what he had to say about a guy with whom he might develop a pretty quick chemistry.
Hell of an athlete. Obviously, he can make tremendous plays with his feet, with his arm. Looks like he knows the game really well, and he's really good.
Have you met him at any point? Yeah. What's he like, this guy?
Solid guy, down to earth, chill guy. I don't know much about him. I think I just met him once.
Twice now. He was also talking about how quarterback friendly. Do we have that as well? Because he took pride a little in being quarterback friendly with whoever's a quarterback.
If the Bears were to draft a young quarterback, how does your game help a young quarterback or being quarterback friendly in general?
Yeah, I think I'm just a friendly guy. You know, I'm a friendly guy on and off the field. Obviously on the football field, I know the game. I know the ins and outs. I know the zones. I know, you know, how to beat man. I know pretty much how to play the game. So, I just think I'm friendly for the quarterback because I'll be in the right spots. I know how to communicate with him, and, you know, my body language is solid too. So
I will look forward to talking to, this is a plug if we get this out on Wednesday night, DJ Moore is joining the Mullen Haw Show Thursday morning at 8:25 Chicago time. We could ask him, first of all, why he wasn't in L.A. What does he have against Caleb Williams?
He's probably taking advantage of some of his offseason time. It'll be interesting to hear that feedback. Listen, I listened to Daniel Jeremiah talk after the pro day today about what Keenan Allen and DJ Moore will mean to Caleb Williams if they are indeed united. And he just talked about the idea of getting a young quarterback these baked-in completions. You know, this idea that you can set Keenan Allen free on an option route three times a half and get five completions out of that, you know, in a game, to be able to get DJ Moore the ball and just let him work in space like we saw him do so many times this last season with Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. And when you have two guys like that, that can strain a defense, and then you sprinkle in Cole Kmet, and then you sprinkle in a guy like DeAndre Swift, who's a good receiver as well as a good runner, you know, there's a cushion here, you know, for a young quarterback. And that's why people around the league are feeling pretty enthusiastic about dropping Caleb Williams into that type of infrastructure to be able to get his career off the right way. I guess I'll turn it over to you on that. And then I have one thought that kind of branches off of that.
Yeah, I just wonder, in all that you've written this week at ChicagoTribune.com and talked about on The Score, I just wonder, how do you then answer what people would be the follow-up to what you just said? Is that, well,
selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He's going to succeed because the Bears have put stuff around him that they didn't do for Justin Fields. So it's not fair to Justin Fields to bring in Caleb Williams. He has all these weapons, which to my immediate answer is like, why are you complaining? I mean, this is good. This is progress.
Exactly. My response to that is hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God that there has been some foresight and some vision to give a young quarterback the opportunity to have a chance. That's what you're trying to do right out of the gates. You're trying to give a guy a chance to have a chance. That dovetails perfectly with what I was going to say to you. And I think the biggest pressure now kind of shifts into the coaches' offices. It's Matt Eberflus, it's Shane Waldron, it's Thomas Brown, it's Kerry Joseph. Those guys have to have their heads together on an everyday basis, figuring out how to do all this, how to put together a plan, how to craft a vision, how to make sure that you're adaptable and also in tune with the mental state of the quarterback as he goes through highs, as he experiences struggles. That is going to be a major challenge by a group that, on the whole, is pretty unproven. There's not a lot of skins on the wall of saying, other than Geno Smith's breakthrough with Shane Waldron 2 years ago, there's not a lot that you point to and go, man, that deserves to be in the trophy case. You know, that's an achievement and accomplishment in quarterback development that gives you credence and credibility here. So that's a big conversation that we're going to have in the next, you know, I guess 5+ months as we lead up to week one is how do they do this in a way that gets everything rolling from the start of rookie minicamp until the final day of training camp practice, where you go through the turnstile of week one and you say, hey, we're ready. You know, we're ready to go do this. And that's a big, big challenge for this group.
But what a great challenge to cover or chronicle, and what great crisis to be a part of. I want to get your opinion on a couple of tidbits before we wrap this up. Antonio Morales works for Athletic, the USC beat writer, and he was out there and he tweeted some quotes today from the Caleb Williams interview. And one of the things, it's an innocent enough thing to say, but you know how Chicago fans might jump on this, talking about Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus. This is what Caleb Williams had said. To have, we had a bunch of teams here. I think they said all 32, but to have their investment, meaning the Bears, that they're possibly going to make, to have the GM and head coach here to watch me. The general manager loves ball, obviously, and the head coach loves ball, but he's a defensive coordinator, defensive coach. So to have them here supporting me is really cool.
Yeah, well, there's a little wrinkle there in the middle of what is otherwise a very heartfelt sentiment. Look, like I told you from Indianapolis, you know, at the start of the month that there seemed to be a very natural chemistry between Ryan Poles and Caleb Williams, because they seem to have a very similar kind of laid back confidence about the way they go about their business. And now Caleb's going to have to create that same connection with his defensive first head coach. And look, that's not a small deal. It's really not, because you talk to people around the league and you have to make sure that your defensive minded coach, who's lived his life in football a certain way forever, is willing to give you some freedom. you know, and it's not gonna put the brakes on when you cross over the 30-yard line and go, well, we've got our field goal. Let's make sure we don't screw it up here. And it's gonna say, let's go for it here. Let's go for the jugular and give this kid a chance to make a big play. That's something they're gonna have to navigate through, because I don't know that autonomy was always there for Justin as it was under Matt's watch.
It wasn't. That's a great point. I also wonder if at what point. The relationship matters. I don't want to diminish that. But does Caleb Williams get to the point? Does the quarterback get to the point where he's bigger than the head coach? That it really is regardless of who the head coach is. How about Lamar Jackson telling John Harbaugh to go for it? Patrick Mahomes does the same with Andy Reid. Josh Allen does that with Sean McDermott in Buffalo. This is what you want. You want Joe Burrow deciding what's going to happen on 3rd and 5, not his head coach. So, yes, the head coach and quarterback relationship, very important, but I don't think it has to be, you know, something that you look at and say, well, that can't work. It can't work. If the quarterback's good enough, everything works. I think you know that.
But he has to have very serious connections within the building. And that's, you know, I bring up the coaching staff, and then you'll throw Tyson Bagent and Brett Rippon into that mix as the guys that will be around him every single day. Those will be the guys closest in his orbit. They've got to mean something. They've got to bring value. People ripped the Bears in 2017 for what they had around Mitch Trubisky, but I do think that Mike Glennon to some extent was a good, you know, colleague to Mitch Trubisky. And I thought Mark Sanchez's presence, although he wanted to be here for an entirely different reasons, I thought he was an incredible resource for a young quarterback to get the feel of the complexities of this game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.